And for Harbor Beach, they're coming with a full court press against the Bearcats. And Eli Kraft picks up his second foul on the hold, trying to keep Austin Drake from getting in there. Drake gets the ball from Kaufman. He brings it up the right side. Now he hands it out to Cleary at the top. Cleary waits for his offense to set. He drives left to the free throw line, dishes it out to Kaufman. Kaufman with the ball fake, spin move, goes up and over, has it tipped away by Ginther right into the hands of Franzl. Franzl puts it up from the free throw line, no good. Rebound controlled by Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach jumps to...
Looked like they were trying to throw it off Kaufman's shin when they were flying out of bounds, but they ended up throwing it off one of their teammates.
Yep, it was a good hustle play, but Bearcats remain with the ball under their basket. Drake gives it inside to Nowicki, the biggest guy out there cutting down the lane. His shot's up, and he's fouled. That's a great play. I mean, he's totally the tallest guy out there right now. There's nobody that can cover him.
Just a good heads-up play to lob it up there for him.
I mean, Nowicki comes in at 6'5", senior, and his shot's up and good. 36. Well, they're jumping from 35 to 37 here on the scoreboard, so now they got it back to 36. 36-23. Nowicki waits for his second shot. Substitution there was...
I missed it.
I did too. It was Harbor Beach, but Nowicki's one is up and good. 37-23, 3:14 to go here in the third. Full court pressure by the Bearcats. Nowicki tried to jump the pass, but he got the body up against Andrew Seaman, and that's going to be his foul. So Nowicki's going to pick up his first, team's second. Jurkovic passes it up the court to Ginther. Ginther brings it all the way up, bounce pass to the corner to Kraft. Kraft drives the baseline, lays it up and off the glass. 25. 37-25, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats with the lead. Drake's coming up the court, being chased by Gerkovic.
That's Cleary.
I'm sorry, that is Cleary. That was speed and speed there. Pass inside to Nowicki. The big guy tries to dribble it, but he dribbles off his knee and out of bounds. Turnover, Bearcats.
In for the Bearcats is Leiprant coming in for Franzl.
So now we got the two big guys out there for Ubley. And that's going to be Leiprant at 6'5", and Nowicki at 6'5", clearly out hiding them. Oh, I don't know about that.
That was a great block.
Bearcats there came with a full court pressure. Scott Gerkovic read it. He passed it to Andrew Seaman, who was breaking away, goes up for the layup, and was it...
blocked right off the glass by Kaufman.
And that was a nice, clean block. There was no body contact, no nothing there. I don't know. That one, the stripes didn't get right. But then the stripes were way back here at half court, too. They clearly got beat down the court by the player.
It's okay. As the players would tell you, the ball don't lie. That's probably why he missed the first.
You know, that's a favorite saying of mine, but Ben Wallace all the way. Yep, he missed it. Ball don't lie, and I believe Ben Wallace created that.
Yeah.
So it remains 37-25. Bearcats with the lead. 2:38 to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats with the ball. Cleary's being pressured up top by Gerkovic. Tries to get into Leiprant, but it goes off his hands and right into the hands of the Pirates. Pushing it up the court is Kraft. Kraft goes all the way up in for the cut move and the drop, and he gets the fingertip roll over the net, or over the rim. 37-27, Pirates got it to within 10. 2:18 remaining here in the third. Cleary drives all the way down the lane, and he's going to get the body foul called and go to the line for two shots. Nope, it's going to be underneath. It's going to be before the shot. And that's going to be the third foul on Eli Kraft, who's really stepped up his play here in the second half, defensively-wise.
And offensively. He took that last shot right down on the fast break.
Booms checks into the game, and he gets right in. Lobs, passes into Nowicki. Nowicki can't control it. And speaking of Kraft steals it away and goes up and tries to get the move. Great move by Kraft. You can tell he's the senior player. He come down, he got into the paint. He had two big guys, Kaufman and the Wiki on each side of him. He waited for one of them to go up, and they promptly bodied him, and he's going to the line for two.
Did you just say Kraft is a senior player? Because he's a freshman on my list.
I'm sorry. I've got him as a senior, and you know what? I know that he's not.
Oh.
Well, let's see. Eli isn't. Yeah, Eli is the freshman. I keep looking down here at Kevin, so my bad.
Well, smart moves from the freshman player, that's for sure.
That is true. That was a beautiful move. That's even more impressive knowing that he's a freshman.
Yeah.
And his shots were good, 37-28. They got it to within 9 now, 2 minutes remaining. And you can never be happy with a 10-point lead against the Pirates because they just jacked up their defense. Oh, here we go. Now, we got a little bit of chippiness starting here in this rivalry. Cleary had it stolen away there by...
Looks like Ginther.
Yeah, Ginther. Ginther came for the layup, and he was fouled from behind by Cleary with a little extra shove there.
A little frustration on that.
Cleary was.
And Cleary's now out of the game, and Tyler Pruski has come in.
And that's a good move by Pickla. He could see that he was just a little frustrated there. He got his pocket picked. And they're going to take a timeout here by Harbor Beach. 1:59 remaining, 37:28 to go in the third. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
We're back here at Ubley High School, where the Bearcats lead 37-28 over the Harbor Beach Pirates with 1:59 to go here in the third quarter. Harbor Beach with the ball under their own basket. Gerkovich sets up. Looks inbounds. A bounce pass right inside the paint. Nice play out of that timeout right into Andrew Seaman. 37-30. We knew that no lead was good for Ubley right now, that the Pirates are never out of it until that buzzer goes. And now we got ourselves a ball game again. Not that Harbor Beach was ever out of this game, Grant.
No.
Just now that Harbor Beach has stepped up their intensity. Whatever Ron Rubel's magic is over there, that he seems to get his players to dig a little bit deeper, he does. Nowicki goes up and in off the glass. 39-30. Now we got that tempo going from end to end. Ginther brings it down the court. His shot's no good. Gets his own rebound. It goes up. No good. His second shot controlled. Rebound controlled by Leiprant. Leiprant gets it to Tyler Perutsky. Perutsky on the left side. Now over to the right. Looks to swing it back to Marshall Leiprant. Leiprant goes up and in. And he goes up and over Aaron Ginther. Ginther tried to get the charging foul, but he got there just a little bit late. I think it was a good call there.
Yeah. It was a good idea by Ginther, but, you know, it seemed kind of like last minute.
He tried to slide over there and help out is what he did, and he's just a little bit too late. So Marshall Leiprant goes to the line. Leiprant comes in at 73% free throw shooter, and he puts that one in, making it 40-29, 1:10 remaining. And we got a wholesale change here for the Bearcats. Go ahead, Grant.
In we have Drake, Perusky, Leiprant stays, Eric Booms, and Josh Dwight.
Leiprant's second shot's in, nothing but net. 41-29 in the third period, 1:10 remaining. Gerkovich pushes it up the court. He brings it up all the way. Bounce pass goes right into the hands of Marshall Leiprant. Leiprant finds Drake. Drake looks to push it up the court, but he has it tipped away by Gerkovich right into the hands of Perusky. Perusky slows everything down. He brings it across the timeline, covered by Gerkovich. Feeds it to Leiprant for the 24. No good. Rebound long, right into the hands of Simon. Seaman. I'll get that right yet. We had somebody call in and tell us it was Seaman. Long pass up the court for Harbor Beach. They set their offense back up. Sorensen at the top of the key for three, and it's no good. Rebound controlled, though, by Aaron Ginther. And, yes, it was there. You can hear the fans in the background. He gives it to Gerkovich at the top of the key, who drives the lane, does a move, and... Oh, we're going to get a foul on that. Scott Gerkovich drove the right lane, Grant, made some nice moves, and there wasn't a body near him.
Yeah, he clearly beat his defender, but... Apparently, when Josh White swung over and got a clean block, they had to call it on somebody, I guess.
Yeah, they called it on Marshall Leiprant, and he was probably the person that was the farthest away from
I think he was tucking in his shirt at that time.
Josh White was there with his hand up, but Gerkovich clearly faded away from him on the shot. So.